let us say a fond hello to our good friend and NHL insider from TVA Sports, Renaud Lavoie, joins us on the program. Bonjour, Ren, ça va?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for your French, by the way. I'm really impressed. I told you earlier today, you're doing well.
It's
you're doing well.
It's been a process. Last couple of months, I'm really said like my listening's getting better, my writing is getting better. So the lessons are finally paying off, my friend.
Impressive, and it's kudos to you. Trying and learning French is really not easy. Believe me,
it's like a complete opposite language to English. But it's been fun. It's been fun. I figured, you know what? I might as well learn the other language in our country. And so
why not?
Next time we're in the same city and we're allowed to be closer than 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
I will attempt to. I will practice my French on you, my friend. How are you?
My pleasure.
How have you been?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. I don't know the weather in Calgary, but I'm telling you, this summer in the Montreal area is just unbelievable. I'm a guy who likes to travel in the States, to be honest with you, during summertime. To go to beaches. I don't need to go to the beach. It's just marvelous here. I remember some summers in Montreal suburbs when in mid-July it was 16 degrees Celsius and it was driving me nuts. And now it's feels like it's always close to 30 Celsius. So it's just great.
It's what I like to hear, and it's also good to see that things are starting to normalize in your neck of the woods. So that is really good to see. You have you've been on this story. You've been following the NHL's restart plans right from the get-go. It felt like the day where we got an official announcement might never come, but it came yesterday. And now that we know all the details, how optimistic are you? How are you feeling about the league getting started here?
Well, you know, the NHLPA executive board will have a call tonight, and they'll decide if there'll be a vote tomorrow for a 48 hours window that the players will be allowed to vote. It feels like it's going to be obviously a gimme that the players are going to be allowed to vote, but it's not done until it's done, so I can't wait to hear what the NHLPA is going to decide. And after that, obviously, we all know that players want to play. They feel, and the players that I talk to, they feel like the CBA that was kind of accepted yesterday by both parties. They feel it's a good deal. It's a fair deal. And it is a good deal, especially for next season for the players, because let's say for any reason there's no new CBA and we're still rolling with the actual one. Cap next season will have been around $66 million. Can you imagine all the players that need to be bought out? And probably the escrow for the players would have been between 50% and 75%. It would have been a total disaster for GMs, for teams, for players. So, there's a lot of, question marks regarding next season. Are we going to see fans in the stands? If yes, is it going to be, half empty? So we'll see how it's going to turn out. But hearing the league projection revenue-wise for next season, it's close to $2.5 billion. And I think that the maximum that they feel that they can get is $4 billion. So believe me, that CBA that the players normally are going to accept this week is a great CBA for them, especially because of next season.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, Ren, because when you look at all the details that have come out about this, there are a lot of wins in there for the players. Next season, the minimum salary is getting raised, escrow is going gradually down, they're going back to the Olympics. This was a very friendly and favorable agreement for the players overall.
Yeah, and I feel like the league is really smart by doing a move like this one. They want to have hockey this summer, okay? Obviously, the owners are not the one on the ice. They're not the one who are going to be quarantined for a long time in their hotel rooms waiting for next game. So the players are going to do the sacrifice this summer. But I think for Gary Bettman, it's really important to be out there this summer. There's no Olympics, Summer Olympics, as you know. This is going to be a great window for the NHL. There'll be, you know, a lot of hockey, 6 games per day. Hockey's going to be everywhere. So it's going to be really interesting to see how things are going to turn out. Obviously, it's not going to be a walk in the park. You look at the MLS right now, they have some issues. Do I believe like that hockey's going to have the same issues? I'll say no, and I'm going to tell you why. First of all, because you look at what's going on around the league right now, where the players are going to be. I think they're going to be really in secure location when you think of Toronto and Edmonton. What you just hope really is in the next 2 or 3 weeks that there's no surge of coronavirus in those two cities. And I believe that, you know, the protocol that the league put in place, which for phase two, phase three, which is the training camp, and phase four, the, you know, the playoffs, I feel like they did it right, the right way. And so hopefully we won't see what we're seeing right now in the MLS with teams having a lot of issues with 8, 9 players being infected by the virus. So, but I believe in my heart, maybe I'm stupid, but I believe in my heart we're not going to see that in the NHL. But knock on woods, we're not there yet, and hopefully it's going to be you know, a great tournament.
And I'm with you on that front. I think there's a lot of reason to be optimistic about the way the NHL is going about their business right now. So I agree wholeheartedly. How much of a surprise was it? And B, how excited are you? Fact that the NHL is going back to the next two Winter Olympics.
Well, I know hockey fans are really excited about it, and I understand it. You know, I think in the players, obviously, if you have a chance to represent your country at the Olympics, a special event, there's no doubt that it's great. It's great for them. It's great for the fans. Personally, call me stupid, maybe in the, I don't know, 1%, but I don't like the Olympics. I don't like hockey at the Olympics. I do prefer by far women's hockey at the Olympics. I feel the games are way more exciting. The girls are really involved. It's their window. So for me, Winter Olympics, if I had to choose between women's hockey or, you know, a game between, I don't know, Russia and Sweden, I'm going to watch that women's hockey game involving, if it's not the USA team or the Canadian team. I feel the girls are just unbelievable, and the level of hockey is getting better year after year. I'm not saying that the women's are better than the men. That's not what I'm saying here. I'm just saying for the entertainment value, I feel women's hockey is way better at the Olympics. But that's me. It's okay. But the players wants to play, and the fans wants to see them. It's all right. But like, as I mentioned, I'm not a huge fan of the Olympics.
Renaud Lavoie is with us from TVA Sports, NHL Insider, as we discuss the return to play in the NHL and the four-year extension, which means 6 more years of labor peace in the NHL with the CBA. You've covered this league a long time, my friend. Did you ever expect to see labor peace extended for 4 years quite like this?
Because of what happened and what we're going through, yes. It was the only option. And I remember in March, I was, speaking to colleagues, if not on radio shows, and I said, it's all about leadership, okay? You need, if you're a commissioner, if you're the head of a PA, you need to show leadership. You need to show everybody that the time is to reconcile, and time is to find solutions to those big issues, okay? I'm not convinced, to be honest with you, that if there was no pause during the season with what happened in March with the NHL saying we're going to stop for a few months and see how it's going to turn out, I'm not convinced that there'll be a deal being signed right now. I think it will have been way more complicated. But I believe the NHL did it the right way. Same thing with the PA. They find a solution to a complex, really complex situation, to be honest, Pat. So kudos to them. But it's all about leadership. And that's what Mr. Bettman and Mr. Fear did. And you have to salute them for that, because can you imagine if they didn't took advantage of that pause to get a new deal, a long-term deal, which is really important too.
One of the things I thought was really important was that there's no penalty for a player deciding not to go. From who you've talked to, how many players are you expecting to opt out? Are you expecting a large number of players?
No. If any, a handful. That's what I've been told. So we'll see how it's going to turn out, obviously. Let's be honest here. The league said we're going to Toronto and Edmonton. There's nothing exotic about it, okay? I thought in April or May that they should have gone to, South Florida and Vegas. But imagine if the league took that road. It would have been a total disaster with, you know, the issues in Florida right now, the issues in Nevada right now. I think that a lot of players would have raised their hands and say, we're not going there, which is totally normal. And the league was smart enough to say, hey, we need to find places where things are going way better. Canada is a great country for that. It's going to be, quote-unquote, cheaper because of the Canadian dollar versus the American dollar. But that being said, it's all about safety, right? So Edmonton is a safe place. Toronto is a safe place. Could have been easily Vancouver. Montreal is getting way better, even if they were really struggling earlier. I feel like Canada is doing it the right way, to be honest with you. So it's going to be really interesting to see hockey back in this country, playoffs hockey. And I believe that, you know, the Canadian government decided to be really smart about it, health-wise. But at the same time, you need to realize that nobody's going to come into town and ask for 600 to 700 hotel rooms. That's a lot of rooms. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of people that are going to go back to work just because of hockey. And I believe that it is great for Alberta. It is great for Ontario. And, you know, so it's going to be great for the country overall.
Couple more and some actual on-ice questions with Renaud Lavoie from TVA Sports joining us on the program today. Let me ask you about the team in your neck of the woods. Montreal gets a shot and has an opportunity to make their way into the playoffs in a best of five against Montreal. We know about Carey Price. We know that this best of five, anything can happen. How do you feel about Montreal's chances against Pittsburgh?
It's going to be tough. Okay, we're not going to sugarcoat it here. I feel like Sidney Crosby is still the best player in the league. When Sidney's on a mission, he's really tough to beat. So people are saying to me, you know, when Carey Price is rested, you know, he's really, really good, which is true. But it is true for Sidney Crosby, too. You know, it's not like Sidney is not going to be rested. I think he's going to be on top of his game. I think he can't wait to play and to show the rest of the world that what this team is all about. And this is going to be a really dangerous team, Pat. You look at the Pittsburgh Penguins, I think their only issue is really goaltending. But if Matt Murray can play at the level that he's used to, if not Tristan Jarry, I think did some really good things with that team during the winter. So one of those two goalies needs to be obviously number one and play at the level that they're supposed to. If that happens, it's going to be really tough for Montreal to win that playoff, or I should say qualifying round versus the Penguins. You know, the Penguins are favorite, but you never know. Montreal is the type of team that can cause a surprise. No doubt about that. A player that I'm going to watch is Max Domi. It's going to be his first playoffs in the NHL. Max Domi, for me, is built for that. So that's a player that I want to see.
So let's say for a second, Montreal loses to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh advances. Now the Habs go into a draft lottery, and there's this young gentleman by the name of Alexis Lafreniere who could end up playing for the Montreal Canadiens. How do you look at that very unique situation?
This is a win-win situation, Pat. You win, you know, you go in the playoff by beating Pittsburgh. Obviously, you're not going to pick first. You lose, which everybody expects. You have a chance to win the first pick overall. I know one thing about ratings and TV ratings in Quebec. That lottery draft, if Montreal is in, this is probably going to be one of the biggest rating for a lottery draft ever. Because if Montreal, by any chance, gets the number one pick, This place is going to explode. A French Canadian, you know, being drafted by Montreal, and there's a lot of expectations right now, which is totally normal. But so we'll see. We'll see how it's going to turn out. It's a little early to, you know, to predict what's going to happen here, but it's going to be quite something. And think about it. That young man is not going to play for a bad team next season.
Yeah,
which is great. Think about it. How many times you can say that? Not often. He's going to play for a really good team or an average team, but not for a bad team, which is, I think, just a unique situation for young men like him.
No doubt about it. Ren, it is a pleasure. Great to hear your voice, my friend. Great to
thank you, Pat.
Catch up with you. Merci pour la conversation. We shall talk soon. Be well, my friend.
Yeah, and enjoy your summer.
Take care. I will. You too. Thank you, Ren. Ren Olivois.